This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Glenn Sheets. He's co-chairman of the Staunton Arts Festival. And welcome to the show, Glenn.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate being on.
Glenn, last year we talked about the first arts festival. And to let the listeners know a little bit about the arts festival, obviously this is the second year you're going to hold it. What led to you deciding this would be a good thing for the area or the Staunton area?
Well, we thought that it would be nice to have the capacity to help local artists. There's a lot of local artists around, and give them an opportunity to show their wares and an opportunity to sell it. Also, to give college, university students and high school students that also give them that opportunity. And, if they have an interest to get out and meet other people that are doing the same thing and kind of, and on a small scale, give them an opportunity to have other people see what they're doing. And hopefully that they, that will be some inspiration for them to continue.
Last year was your first arts festival, and sort of from your opinion, how do you think it went? Did you learn some things, or are you going to use things different this year, or so? How did it go?
Last year, we felt really happy with last year's attendance. We had 18 exhibitors, and we had a pretty good crowd. We had some, weather problems on Sunday, but still in all, people came out, and yeah, we were happy with the results, and yes, we did learn a few things. This year, hopefully, we have a little bit, have taken care of some of that. One of the things this year, we will have, food available for people to get. We have, of course, wine and beer, and we have music throughout. So that remained the same. And we do have more people signed up for this year than we had last year. So I think that's a good indicator that perhaps that last year's turned out well, and the word got out, and we've got some more people this year.
Now, your event this year is going to be September 24th and 25th, and if you would like to, go ahead and sort of outline how the 2 days are going. What can people expect when they attend?
It would be Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th. On Saturday, it will go from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are prizes awarded for the best of show in the professional, the college, and the high school. And like I said before, we will have music throughout. There will be some of the music will be local artists. There will be the SIUE, a contingent of the SIUE jazz band, a Civil War reenactment band. The music should be good. This year we've got, as far as artists go, we've got some sculpture, some jewelry, ceramic, photography, painting, drawing, glass. So there should be quite a variety of things for people to stop by and see, and if desired, purchase. And of course, purchase isn't required. Just coming by and enjoying the day with us would be good. Like I say, you'll certainly be entertained with music. There's beer and wine available, as well as food this year.
As far as your artists, not every town, but what geographic area are the artists from this year?
The artists are, mainly from the local area. They're from Metro East, and there'll be some from Missouri, the St. Louis area. That's pretty much, all from Coffeen, Edwardsville, Granite City, Belleville, like I say, Metro East and St. Louis area, and some, from Staunton, of course, a couple from Mount Olive, Litchfield. So there'll be a nice variety of people, I believe.
Just for those who may be interested in one type of music or the other, you mentioned the SIU jazz band and then the Civil War type band that would recreate songs, I guess, from that era. Which days, or do they play both days?
Okay, the jazz is on Sunday. The jazz band is on Sunday morning, and the Civil War reenactment band is playing, I believe that's on Saturday.
As far as attendees, you say this year you're going to have food and stuff. This is taking place at Duda Gardens. Is it recommended they, you know, is it more walking around or is there a seating? How does that go?
There will be seating there this year for food and for drink and seating up there by where the music is playing. That's another thing that we, you know, are doing this year that we did not do last year. So there will be a tent for seating, yes.
Following the Arts Festival, are you hoping to look at a third?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yes, this is number two, but yes, we do plan on there being a number three and four and five and on until, you know, they get tired of us, I suppose. But yes, we're hoping that this continues to grow. And like I say, we've got more interest this year than we had last year. So that's a good sign.
Glenn, one more time as we come to the end of the program, if you want to, remind everybody again of the times of the second annual Staunton Arts Festival.
All righty. It will be on Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th. It will be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Glenn Sheets, like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Well, sir, I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out, and I thank you very much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.